Hey Martin, you were trying to say something earlier.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Good.
I got
we were just chatting about something or another.
Yeah, I had to drop a little bit. It's been a while. I've been listening to these phrases for quite a bit. I got in with Zeph about like 6-7 bucks. So when you first started talking about it with Up.
Oh yeah.
I was just wondering, I had some issues like connecting to the web wallet. I was just wondering if anybody else has issues.
Yeah, it's like the web hosting's not working well. So it's like that system's not working. You can use the desktop wallet. It works fine.
Oh, okay. It works with the same like seed and stuff and the file.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. Yep. So there's nothing wrong with this. It's just the front end or whatever, the website. A lot of new projects have this happen because they don't have enough, like they didn't expect this much traffic probably. Mm-hmm. It's probably just not a robust enough front end or whatever.
Got it. All right. Yeah. And then the other thing, whoever had the, I know it's a shit coin, but I did the KLS, the Carlson coin. It's been doing pretty good the last, day or so. So,
It only came out 2 days ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I put it back.
No, we figured it would go up because the hash rate just skyrocketed to like 100 terahash. So there's definitely some people mining this thing like crazy with ASICs and stuff. And I mean, all those people probably don't need to sell this early because it's an illiquid market, right? If you look at TradeOgre, there's only $260,000 worth of buy orders on here. So let's say you mined a bunch of this stuff. You're not going to be able to sell any substantial amount of this until this gets to like a billion market cap. Cause like, where the hell's your exit liquidity? There isn't any, right?
So it moves the price. Like even if you like probably a few hundred bucks would move the price already.
Exactly. Like you can't buy anything without moving the price in here. And there's 4 million. There was 4,600,000 on the exchange as of this morning, or at least on the order book. And then it dropped to like 3,700,000, then it came back up to 4.176. So, I think some miners are putting some up for sale probably slowly, but like even the miners don't have a dramatic reason to like sink the price right now. Why the hell would they? They want this thing's market cap to just keep climbing and climbing. Like everyone that would be mining this would probably be incentivized to have this sucker be like a billion plus market cap, more like a Caspa. And the idea would be like, then there with sufficient listings and all that, you get sufficient exit liquidity, but you're not going to get enough exit liquidity on TradeOgre. Yeah. If you buy $1,000 of this, you're fine. But like no significant like whales or whatever are going to be able to move anything on here.
Yeah. This is 90s style. It's a 90s style, UI. It confused the heck out of me because I wanted to buy like 50% of my USDT. And I clicked once and nothing happened. So I clicked again and boom, I bought like the whole thing because
you bought
like,
the whole thing.
Yeah, because it like just does it. Like it doesn't give you any feedback, you know?
Oh,
it's
right.
Just like,
yeah.
So it buys and buys again.
I'm like, wait, did this work?
Yeah, sure. Exactly. Yeah. It's like, it's throwback to the 90s for sure.
This is very funny. No, this is funny. I think that because I think right now we're probably just by the numerical values, we're probably like what 12, 15 million market cap or something, according to this. Like if you multiply I don't know how many coins are out there now multiplied by this price, but it's an obscenely high number, especially considering how much liquidity is actually here. So like my theory was just leave this damn thing alone. Just like it was fun to get it and just whatever, and just watch it for like maybe like, you know, then, you know, really throughout the bull market, like why even mess with it? Honestly, like just let it run and then see what happens. If it gets really popular, which I suspect it probably will with that kind of hashing power. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but like that's an insane amount of hashing power to emerge like so quickly.
Yeah, my buddy from work, I mean, he told me about it. He's like, he's one of the, he did like a lot of mining before Ethereum went to proof of work. Uh-huh. And so he had like, a good amount of like GPUs sit around, and he didn't know what to do with them until now. So he got into it. So it's,
I think this is totally like a bunch of ETH people that are just going for the gold rush or whatever. But at least it quickly secures the network, which, you know, that kind of hashing power, talk about overkill for such a small amount of value on the network. Like, it's ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
So if you believe that price follows hash because of this phenomenon, then based on that hashing power, I mean, shit, like this thing should be like, you know, worth billions or something. Like, I mean, just as a reference, Monero's hashing power is like 2.5 gigahash per second. And the thing is worth like 3 billion. And all these miners showed up to mine this. They've secured the network. You know, like, sky's the limit at this point, I suppose. But like, all this mining is going to like hit the market, and, you know, who knows how long the price gets depressed as a result. But I suspect, like, no. See, here's the thing. So while we're on TradeOgre, like, this thing could moon just on TradeOgre itself, right? It just keeps climbing and climbing. There's no exit liquidity, so like, no one serious can actually sell. No big players can sell. So what happens? They eventually list this thing somewhere else, let's say Mexi or something. A new sort of like set of liquidity comes in, a new order book is created over there, and with larger amount of liquidity, that becomes a new price. So like, the sooner you get the price on TradeOgre to be like a higher market cap, that will be the market cap it'll sort of start at when you get to Mexi. And usually what they'll do is they'll put most of the liquidity around the price. So let's say the price of this thing is $1. Right now it's 13 cents. Then what they'll do is they'll put like most of the liquidity wrapped around that dollar, like $1, $2, $3, and 99 cents, et cetera, right? Most of it'll be concentrated usually around the buy and sell. If you look at any order book, it always looks like that, right? So at that point, it's like the price just materializes, because now you have like most of your exit liquidity at the newfound sort of market cap level on the bigger exchange. That's my theory here, is what's going to happen. So I figured, like, what I'll do is just leave this, and then it looks like it's a lot of fun. We'll see what happens. Plenty of hashing power. Maybe it moons and then, like, you know, hops onto another exchange. And then each new exchange that lists things usually is like a new exit liquidity for the previous users, is my thinking. I don't know. Do you have any strategies that you're using for something like this, or are you just going to sell it quick and be out?
No, I mean, I bought some like 2 days ago whenever you guys talked about it. And then, you know, I bought more than that I wanted. So I sold half of it and basically out of it. And it's the other half is just riding it. So I just leave it there because I already made the money back. And I bought Zeph with it. And I was trying to put Zeph in my wallet now. And then I figured, oh, something is not working with that.
Oh, yeah. Thing. It's working fine.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and send it to your address, no problem.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and then I was I ordered like 2 weeks ago some of the miners. I think they like for Zeph, right? The CPUs, the Ryzen, and you know, board and stuff like that. I used to like play around with computers when I was a little younger, and so I wanted to build it this weekend with my kids. And
that's exactly what I'm doing. I have most of the parts of mine for the second one. I got a 7950. And my kids got like finals and shit like tomorrow or something. So I'm like, let's not do it today. After he's done with his stuff, I'll do it with him in the evening. Cause like my kids grew up around mostly Macs and things. So they haven't like had too much chance to build these things. So I figured it's a good time to do it with them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, mine are much younger, but I wanted to kind of get him into this stuff. And I really want to like automate the, like, I don't want to use my own money for like allowance and so on. So basically they can just mine, you know, this stuff and have like this.
Yeah. They have
the stuff on the side.
Exactly. No, I told my son, I'm like, okay, I'm like, no, you can't play video games with this thing. The thing has to hash, you know, Zephyr or whatever. and I'm like, okay, this is going to pay. Like, you'll see if this pays for your first year of college, if the token price is high enough. So in like a few years or whatever, when he needs to go to school, it's like, okay, maybe there's like, I don't know, let's say it's 4 coins a month, and, you know, maybe you get like let's say he got 30 to 40 coins a year or something, just depending on the difficulty, and that goes on for a few years, then, like, you know, if the coin price is, let's say, $1,000 a coin, if it reaches that, then great, you have this, you can use it. If it doesn't, well, don't worry about it, you learn something, that kind of thing. So I didn't even tell him, like, a more of an allowance idea, but that's not a bad idea too, because then, like, they can decide whether to blow it on something now or, like, the delayed gratification of holding on to it till later.
Yeah, and so I grew up in Eastern Germany, and so basically, like, you know, capitalism wasn't, like, big there, right? So my dad, when I was younger, he was, you know, they, like, really early on, he was, like, teaching us compound interest rates. So basically, like, we got, like, one, you know, East German mark once a week, right? And then he would say, you leave it in the bank with him, and he gives you, like, 10 cents of interest per week. So next week, you know, you would have, you know, 110, and you can leave it again. And of course, in the beginning, you're like, you just take the money out and you don't care, right? But you do it a few weeks and you see, like, oh, wow, this thing compounds fast, right? And once you hit, like, 50 or something, he would then put it to a bank, like, whatever, you know, where you get, like, regular interest. So, and I'm thinking, man, here in the US, you know, nobody's teaching, like, financial literacy. So my kids are 4 and 6, so they're pretty young, but I want to at least, like, get them, you know, used to, like, how the system works, and, you know, early on.
Oh yeah.
Like,
I think the first time I was playing with like home PCs was like maybe like Apple IIe, and then maybe like the first, like, Intel 8086, you know, back in the day when, like, the home PC came out. And I think I was, like, how old was I, maybe? It's pretty young, like, maybe third or fourth grade or something like that, when we got these in our schools, and my dad got one at home because he doesn't use it for work. So I was fortunate enough to have these very young. But, yeah, like, if they're 4 and 6 and they get to kind of, like, build these things and watch them in action, it's always good to kind of get early, I guess.
It's also better to pay, like, I pay them in sats, like, when they do, like, their whatever they do, their room or their chores or whatever, right? You know, I mean, hey, I've got to pay you whatever 3,000 sats, and they get super excited about it, right? Because, like, it sounds much more, you know, than whatever, you know, $3 or whatever it might be now.
Okay, it's like the unit price.
Yeah, exactly. So okay. So they're like, they're telling their friends, oh, we're stacking sats and kind of stuff. So yeah, it's fun.
That's funny. But yeah, it should be fun. Like, the second one I got was the 7950 Ryzen, which apparently with the gear I got, I think we can get, like, maybe up to, like, 24,000 hash per second, I think. The one I have right now, which is the 7900, like, I got the wrong motherboard. I fucked up and got the wrong thing, and it can't overclock properly. I don't want to go spend money on another motherboard. It just doesn't make any sense. Just, like, leave it. But that one, I believe, can go around 20,000. And I believe the 7950 can do, like, 24,000 plus, something like that. So it's not bad.
So what is the, so we'll see how what it is goes. The one that was discontinued, like the 3900X or something like that? It's like the one they just...
Yeah, probably.
So I got, like, because there's not many new ones out there, but there was, like...
You can get those used, yeah.
Yeah, these were still on Amazon. They came in brand new, so I guess, you know, they must have been, like, an old stock that nobody ever used. Yeah, I'm interested to see. I hope I get, like, more than maybe, like, 12,000 or something like that would be good, I guess.
I think that's what it runs. I believe that one can get you, like, 12,000, something like that. That's what Up has, he was telling me. That's what he was using. That's pretty cool. But yeah, it's much cheaper. So, like, the 7950s and all that, you're spending, like, a pretty good amount for the device. And if you're not going to use it very often as a regular computer, like, does it make sense to spend too much? Probably
right.
Not.
Yeah, with everything, I think it was a little bit more than $1,100 for two of them, including, like, everything you need, you know? Yeah, I did one power supply and basically split that up, because you can save on that. And then, you know, the 16 gig of RAMs, two 8 gigs each. So I think, I mean, you know, a little bit, like, 550 per machine is probably an ROI of less than a year, you know, especially if this thing keeps going up.
Yep.
Anyway, thanks.
Yeah, should be interesting. Like, I think it'll do fine. Like, I think it's, I mean, like, obviously it's super early, but like, I think the flywheel effect of this thing is nice. I think a lot of people will kind of like leave it within the ecosystem and just swap to stable dollar and then swap back when they feel like it instead of actually trading. So that's good because it kind of keeps people, like it creates an internal purpose for the ZSD for starters, but it also, like keeps people within the ecosystem in a sense and not leaving that easily. As opposed to like a normal system where you'd have to go and you would need to, you know, trade on a centralized exchange, sell it, cause price action, et cetera. Right. So this might,
I suppose you could have like a secret quote unquote, like Bitcoin wallet, and then use like one of these anonymous exchanges.
Yes, you could do that too.
Yeah, but sure, there would be some kind of a track record, and you know, within the ecosystem.
Well, all you have to do is you can go and create like, you can go to even Mexi, like create another account on it that has nothing to do with your original like account that you sent it from, and then from this wallet send it to another Zephyr wallet. And it will be completely anonymous at that point. That makes sense. Like,
right? Yeah, because you just need an email and a VPN to.
Exactly, because the Zephyr wallet you have now, the address was probably recorded somewhere on that exchange, and then that was tied to your money that got to that exchange in the first place from wherever you sent it from, right?
Well, so, you're right. Yeah. Because
and if you want to eliminate all trails and you want to keep it totally private, the right thing to do is just to swap to a new Zephyr wallet, which probably we should all do. So,
yeah, that's not a good idea.
I'd want to take this time to congratulate Gun Spigot on his 5x on Carlson Coin.
What price did he pay for it?
He hit the bottom tick pretty much, as far as I know, at like 3 cents, and it's at like 15 now. It just jumped.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah, I hit it with like a $40 buy. So, it's fun. I'll probably
time to buy a cheeseburger.
I've already sold out like third of it and got my initial a while back. And so, whatever happens from here, it's just for giggles. I want to see what I can do. Like, this is like a stacking exercise.
It's always fun to just get your principal out and let it ride.
Yeah, doesn't happen often with me.
Yeah, until the last few weeks. Now everyone's a genius.
Infinity or zero. Oh my God, Infinity or zero, right?
Yeah.
No, I think like because this thing is a liquid, like I said, like the incentive is to let it keep rising, and these sell walls on here just simply keep moving up. And I think someone just bought a chunk because like, again, the number of coins on the exchange, like on the what do you call it, the order book, dropped by like, like we were at like 4.4 million coins, and now it's down to 3.9. So like, something like 400,000 or 500,000 coins just got taken off the order book.
Well, if they're going to list on exchanges soon, it's probably likely people try to front run it and jump on here.
Hmm.
Or it could even be the exchange. I wonder, you know, like, I don't know how you get these. So
I think that a lot of these exchanges, when they list, they expect the protocol to lend them some coins or something. There's a scheme that they go through with this. I'm not sure how it works.
Yeah, and I don't know how that works with proof of work coins that are, you know, new, because like there aren't that many in existence, right?
Yeah, especially if there's no pre-mine, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but there was kind of a pre-mine on this one. Like my understanding was that people were mining from a few weeks ago, but then only about 15 days ago was everybody else able to join in and mine. So I think the team pre-mined some stuff.
Oh, there was like some early mining going on?
Yeah, there was some early mining going on.
Yeah.
I wonder how much they got or how that works.
I don't know, but it's not too different from the situation with Zeph. You know, I think that they realize they need something in the coffers, and maybe for exchange listings and stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, even Bitcoin did that strategically.
I don't know. I threw enough in here because I felt like, well, you know, how often are you jumping on like within 2 days of it starting? So I was like,
yeah, and in slow motion. The thing is, like, it's really interesting to see this in slow motion because I've been there when, like,
right,
Pucoins have launched on Terra or on Ethereum, and I mean the up and down that we're seeing would be taking place in minutes, not like a week. This is very different. The nature of this this exchange with the low liquidity, and the fact that you can't do like market orders super easy or anything like that, like, and it's kind of making everything go.
Yeah, the fact that it's 5 people total.
Yeah. It's just like making it go in slow motion. It's
we're
in
all
slow motion.
It's each other, so it's happening.
it's really fun, the slow motion candles.
Yeah, you can see like you know the order. Yeah, you can see the order book being kind of like worked on, and the little kind of sell and buy orders. Like, how big are these? Let's see, $300. $22, $74, bunch of little buys and sells. There's one for $1,300. I suppose that's good, right? Like, you want a bunch of small, like little owners of the coin, essentially, ideally, long term. I don't know how organic any of that is, but whatever.
Especially if it's cheap, like say it goes up a lot, you don't want like anyone that was able to ape in now with large amounts.
Yeah, well, you know how it is with these fresh coins. What happens is like you get some social media buzz, and hell, like there could be a YouTube video going on right now, or who knows, right? Like, and then everyone listens to that, and then they show up, and then they don't know how to, like, a lot of times newbies don't know how to, like, they're not looking at the chart or anything, they're just clicking buttons. So it depends on how many new people come. Like, retail FOMO is like, it's like, I don't care what the chart looks like. I just want to buy some. And it's like, and, you know, legitimately, who knows? Like, it, you know, the price may not go down from here. Who knows? With the kind of hash rate that it has, that implies that there's a bunch of people watching this. And those people are interested in their number go up, too. It wouldn't be surprising to me if they bought, you know, at those bottoms and they're not interested in selling so cheap.
Maybe it's just the same concept, like shilling your own bags. Like, you start mining a coin, so obviously you're going to tell everyone to buy it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, pretty much. But with the amount of cash available in buyer side liquidity, though, to the downside, like, you could have the, obviously the price can drop to zero quite quickly. So if someone sells aggressively, it just goes right down to like all the way down. Just looking at this from an angle of like how much. Okay, well, these are just the buy limit orders, but
it's probably likely to get dumped as the price moves up because people mining it are going to see it and be like, oh, crap.
1, 2, 3. I'm looking at how much KLS like buy side orders there are and looking at how many coins I have. And I'm like, is there actual sell liquidity? It's not bad. It's not too bad. Of course, I didn't go buy $1 million of this thing. I mean, Jesus, like, but it's like, it doesn't look it's improving. I think it'll be interesting to see, like, on this buy side with that USD amount right now, it's like $300,000. I wonder how that looks like a week from now or something.
Well, I like
you. If you sold right now, Steffi, if you sold right now, would you get filled if you could do a market order?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm not that big.
The funny thing with these little illiquid coins is like the whales and like experienced traders just can't buy them unless they like want to have fun with a little bit. Like it's one of the rare opportunities you have that you can like do something they kind of can't do. It's like the low liquidity stuff.
Right, right. Now, on the other hand, like I suppose if you bought really early, though, and you did buy a lot of it, you could easily manipulate the market too. So you could purposefully like mess with people if you wanted to. I don't know why you would, but like you'd have to have a strategy for that.
I mean, if you got it into profit, you could just create floors pretty easily and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah, you could definitely create floors pretty easily on this.
Yeah, it would take like a $200 buy order or whatever.
In fact, like it wouldn't surprise me if that's what's going on here generally too, right? You could have just people like bidding up little by little these like and creating floors, or just basically taking their winnings and then putting in limit orders just a little bit lower.
Right.
And then just pushing the floor up over time.
Yeah.
And that forces people that have buy orders way down below to consider just going ahead and buying.
Like me.
Because if there's someone here that still has like a 6 cent, there's like a million dollar buy order. Is that million or am I looking at this right? Yeah, it looks like it. Oh, no, it's the amount of KLS. Oh. I'm sorry. $61,000 buy order at 6 cents.
All my orders are under, they're like between 4 and 6. So it's duly noted.
Okay, so you pop some down at the bottom there.
Yeah, I mean, they've been there for quite a while. It doesn't seem to want to go below 5 cents.
You never know. Like these things can dump it.
Oh, yeah, it would take like one person to come destroy it. So you never know. Always have snake bid. That's a good
policy. It's like winning the little like lottery if you hit those.
Yeah, that's so Finn on Kujira is fun to just put stink bids on stuff. I shouldn't even tell people this, but it is.
Yeah, no, Finn's a good place for that sort of thing.
Yeah, I feel bad though. Like I don't think the people on the other side know what's going on. Like occasionally, it's like once every month, someone will come through and just market sell something on like the Finn order book, which is like, what the hell are you doing? They get like 50% slippage and walk away with like nothing. It's really sad.
It's funny. Well, I mean, it is what it is. It like more people there are that are providing liquidity, though, the more like the less of that problem you have, right?
Yeah, you just need more people in the order books. That's the thing right now is like people are literally like, you know, they're smart and like they can see that the order books are thin. So like they put orders of like, you know, $500 for Adam in and like that will fill. Adam wicked up to like $10,000 the other day. Someone like literally sold Adam for $10,000.
That's funny.
It was so sad because I had an order at like 200 and I was like, I saw it and I was like, dude, that's awesome. And then I saw the wick and I was like, oh, that kind of ruined it. Like now I don't feel like it sucked. Someone got 10,000.
Yeah, the whole altcoin market right now is like interesting. It's like it's kind of slowly trickling up. And each time it does, it gets pulled back a little and trickles up again.
Yeah, it's weird. But I do like that. Like Bitcoin is actually trending up in dominance and stuff. I like to see that right now. Kind of tapering off, though.
I think that the game for Adams has to be like just making the fun of out of it. Making fun of it.
I think it just doesn't matter. Like it's gonna like you say, like it's gonna do its thing. It's like the most hated coin. If anything, it'll just be like the most hated coin, and people will talk about it.
Most of the older generation stuff, that's in that 3 billion plus market cap area. Most stuff is not moving too much, except for Chainlink. Yeah. And I think like those go up when people just show up en masse and just start pushing buy buttons on Coinbase.
When ETH goes, that's the thing. Like also, like really, we're waiting for like hopefully if ETH runs, then that'll flow into the other stuff like the normal cycle. But I think that's what's making it.
I'm in disbelief that like the world is going to show up and just start mashing buttons this time.
Yeah.
Like
I don't know though. Like
who has all that money to be spending on shit? That's my question.
Yeah.
That's what makes me nervous.
I guess that's why it's because people are so desperate for the ETF is like only 401ks have that much money.
Or maybe everyone figures like some people are like, oh, this is going to be just one gigantic run because everyone's just going to gamble away their last little bit trying to YOLO.
There are a lot of people, and they say this every time, but you know, a lot of OGs have the sentiment it's like this is going to be the last real cycle, and then it'll get weird. But I feel like people just say that every time because they're like scared or whatever.
Yeah, that's just more like fear. If anything, like this becomes a muted thing and it goes sideways. Like how weird would that be, right? Like, what if everything kind of gets up to like midway to prior high and then just sort of goes sideways?
That's like Willy Woo's theory is that it's going to be like a, I don't know if people change, this is like a year old, but mm-hmm. but his cycles are going to change and it'll be like a drunken walk, I think he called it, but just like a, you know, pretty much kind of what it's doing. I'm like, oh, I wonder if he was right. Like it is sort of just grinding up like that.
Because think about this, like if you have a bunch of wrecked people and they're like, oh, I want to like, you know, pay down my house or I need a car or whatever the fuck else. And they're like, and everyone's showing up to sort of like play the crypto lottery or whatever. You have a group of people that are like their willingness to sort of sit through like getting a 10X might be really questionable. Like maybe they'll be like, okay, a 3X and I'm out of here, man. Like I can't be gambling my lunch money on more than this, right? I don't know. Maybe their appetite for like the greed side may not be quite as prominent, or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe it's like, fuck it. And people are just going to buy and hold. I don't know.
We get a triple top at 69K and it all goes to hell.
A triple top.
That'd be hilarious.
That would be funny.
And it never breaks 69K.
A triple top would be vicious, man.
Like it's so bad, dude.
That means people you have to test 12K.
Yeah, that would seriously be so bad. You know, because there's going to be the scare of that. Like, inevitably, when we hit that level, we're going to get that scare.
No, actually, I don't.
And everyone was so excited the first time. Like, I remember it so vividly. You're like, oh my god, like it's going to do it. It is like when everything ended.
Yeah, I take that back. The cost in mind once happening goes into play is going to be more like 24K. But you know, okay. The cost of mind failed to be the support in the past. Historically, like
I just think that the chart looks like this thing's about to rip to like 200K, dude.
I think that's just like hopium, man. Like I don't know, scary, it could, but my point is like, there's nothing about the visual appearance of it that tells us for sure.
And the fact that
it's I think it's gone up every day for
3 weeks.
What's that? Go ahead. No, like I don't know if you were here back in 2019. But like I remember picking up BTC at like you know, I after 2017 I bought like dips on the way down and I was like pretty sure that like 6K was gonna be the bottom, and this was like 2018, you know, November, whatever, and you had this descending wedge, and then all of a sudden like capitulation, like you went from 6,000 to 3,000. I'm like, oh shit. And so I bought a bunch at 3,000, and then of course, you know, things turned around within a few months, which was really light speed, but it felt like forever. In retrospect, it was pretty fast. And then, of course, you climb up to like 14K or something like that, 13.7, whatever it was. And then it crashed again for the COVID crash, which nobody's expecting. Everyone thought that you'd just go into a bull market right after that. But that bear market rally, which was that 2019. Like run. I mean, I did well in it. Like my number went up, but at the same time, I was thinking like you were, oh yeah, we're going to head right to, you know, we'll hit 150 next. Right. It's just going to do the thing. Cause like, why wouldn't it? So, and then like, I was almost sure that the last bull run we'd hit 150. I'm like, what in the hell? 69. That's not very good. I was hoping for a substantially bigger multiple. So that's why I'm a little bit skeptical, because the economy is like comparatively shit now compared to what it was, even, you know, when we last went to 69K, as far as like the average person buying anything. But you know, the ETF thing though, you know, who knows, maybe institutions,
I mean, as long as it keeps pumping quietly like this, I think it's fine. But like, you know, I think one of the main reasons why people say like, oh, this is the last cycle or whatever, is because like clearly everyone can't make it, right? Like that doesn't make much sense if like everyone just makes it, right? Like everybody just all of a sudden, you know, deca millionaires. That like, when, where's the next cycle come from after, you know, in that scenario?
Not so much that there's no cycle. I think the worry is that, like, the general economy, the stock market, everything just goes sideways, which can happen for years. Like, that, that's a thing in the, like, in the general market. So I don't know. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but, like, yeah, so it's like, it's hard to know how optimistic to be. That's why, like when it comes to a lot of alts, like, I picked them up off the bottoms, but I'm not really willing to go and, like, throw extra money chasing at this point. It's like, whatever bags that are packed, it's like, let them ride and then see, just let it go and see how much crowd shows up and to buy my, like, to bid up the thing, right? Like, but I'm not necessarily adding a bunch.
No, I'm in the same boat. Like, I've kind of packed my bags and I'm going to, like, reassess in, like, a couple months, basically. I mean,
Zeph and this KLS thing, the difference is, like, they're fresh and they haven't had prior run-ups. So, like, if you're going to make a multiple, like, you know, these are the kind of things that you might. But, like, last time I bought BTC was, like, what, 16K or something. Like, I don't think I'm going to buy it at this price. I'm not sure why I would. So I, you know, let someone else buy it and run it up, I guess. I don't know. So I feel like the upside is better on these small caps right now.
I mean, you know, BTC can pump, you know, 2-3x, 4x, 5x, but, like, there's a lot of things out there that'll do 20, 30, 50x.
So. Right.
And, yeah, and you don't have to be in everything. You either, like, get FOMO and feel like you have to be in every freaking coin, but, like,
no.
As long as you just find, like, a good solid one that seems like it's going to run, then, you know, hopefully your luck stat's good.
Yeah, and I'm kind of, like, I'm comfortable with the ones I've got. And, like, the other thing, too, is because of this, like, Gemini coming out and stuff, I don't know if we're going to have, like, another several weeks of AI run-up stuff, too. Like, so Akash and FET and some of this shit might catch a bit again. So I've been waiting
for those. And all this shit and Tau and all this. I just don't even really feel like touching any of those coins because I just don't see the point of them. And if there is a point to them, I hate the point of it. And I'd much rather just be in something that I see the point of rather than, like, something that's clearly frothed up, you know?
Yeah, what is pure narrative, like, when the musical chairs ends, it goes down, for sure. And it's, well, it would have made sense if you got them, like, last year. Now that they're kind of mid-market-ish, you know, like, it's probably, chasing those doesn't make any sense now. So, like, yeah, I mean, I think they could go up, but at the same time, it's, I don't know.
So many people are chasing them, and that's why they're going up, probably, but...
And, yeah.
You know, maybe it's a bubble, and that's why I should rush in, but where I'm at right now, like, I've got enough liquidity where, like, I don't need leverage and I don't even need high risk, but, you know, 50x and potential huge run-ups, you know, like, I don't need to be back and forth and all that. Like, I've got some solid plays. I'm just going to ride the solid plays up and try not to overtrade because, you know, one of the things that can get you is trying to overtrade and trying to ride every wave. And then pretty soon you rode none of the waves. And
yeah. Like, you just fumble the bag over and over again.
Yeah, you're just, like, over and over trying to chase a pump. And it's like, well, that one, okay, but this next time's different, bro. And you slam into that one. And that one kind of stalls out. And, like, that's happened to me before where, like, you just over rotate and you're just off sync to the, like, market.
I do enjoy, like, just, like, fucking around with these little coins and, like, I don't know. Maybe it makes me feel young again or something, like, you know, like a kid. Like, but I think, like, playing these little ones just brings the joy back to the whole thing. Just because there's just short term fun and, like, the number go up type of thing. It's not even a lot of money, but it's just whatever. It's just entertainment, honestly. And you learn something new by having your like, if you're not invested in a thing, like, you have no emotional investment in it at all. Or, like, at least, you know, whatever, you don't have any skin in the game, you just don't learn that much, don't you think? Like, think of all the coins you don't own, and you don't have any fucking clue what they do. Like, you know, like, but if you had a little bit, you probably learned something, you know?
Yeah, if you have no skin in the game, you'll definitely learn something.
Although I get, like, I don't know, I get fucking irritated owning 6 million wallets. I don't know about you, but, like, it just gets to be too ridiculous.
I can't do more than like 10. Like I can't do more than
exactly. Yeah, and in an absolute bull market, you might run it up to like 20 or something at most. But that you get past that, it's like just gets silly. You wind up owning a bunch of dust in your wallets, and then you're not paying attention to those either. By the way, so it's like, you know, maybe they run up and you forget to sell them, or you don't notice them, and then you ride the next bear market with them, right? Like a bunch of dust.
Yeah, you just round trip everything. It's no point. Like diversification is a huge meme, and there's just way too many coins. And the fact that all of these coins are pumping, something's up, bro. Like, where is all the money coming from to pump all these fucking retarded coins? Who knows? You know, like, how many layer twos do we need? Like, who's buying another fucking layer two at this stage? Like, who's bridging over to Blast right now, dude? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Exactly.
I don't understand it at all.
There seems to be always a batch of people out there that, like, I mean, it's global, right? So there's people playing around all the time. Like, they just, nobody ever really kind of completely goes away. Like, they all
go. It's one way bridges, too, dude. People are like, oh, is this still somehow some liquidity to get shaken out? Like, there's always some more liquidity to get shaken out. I just don't know. Who's Big Daddy Stacks over there? That's just
like this is like classic disbelief rally, and all of us are in disbelief. We're like, I don't know, is it really gonna moon? Is it really gonna like, and whatever? And so that's kind of a good thing. If everyone's in disbelief, that means that like you don't have those FOMO buyers here yet, and you have the folks that like, you know, probably bought much lower and they don't necessarily have to sell, so they're, you know. Which is kind of what I think a lot of the people that are here now are in position. So like most of the people here, like, you know, are you going to sell your altcoins for a 3x? Probably not. Right. So like, it'll just keep going up until like, you know, the FOMO crowd shows up, and there's always some FOMO crowd, you know it, right? Like once you see the YouTube video start picking up, you know, all the retards are in, they bought their bags, they're trying to pump it.
Right.
So
yeah, at that stage, you got like a couple months left.
You were saying, sorry.
Can you guys hear me? Okay.
What's that?
Can you guys hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, you're good.
Oh,
you're good.
Listen, there's one thing that's different now. This Hashkey exchange in Hong Kong went live, and it's a fully regulated exchange, right? So every Hong Kong citizen can now officially buy crypto. And mind you, they're Chinese, right? Officially. So China took over Hong Kong. So that's kind of a thing, you know? People can actually move much more easily into crypto out of China. And I think this is a big thing. Hong Kong, there's a lot of cash in Hong Kong. There's a lot of money over there. It's like Singapore 2.0, you know, one of the biggest hubs over there in Asia.
Do you think trade. Like a bunch of fresh liquidity is showing up trying to buy all this junk? Yeah.
And I mean, an apartment in Hong Kong is just so expensive. The salaries are really high. You know, people, they don't know what to do. The Hong Kong Stock Exchange looks like shit at the moment, right? So So I guess, you know, why not throw some money?
Kind of like everybody's stock exchange.
Well, I mean, the European indexes and the US indexes, they've been okay, right? I mean, we're not at an all-time high, but...
I'm going to make a guess, by the way, on this Carlson thing. I have a suspicion that, like, okay, here's my theory. So the unit bias on this thing, it's like, it's at 16 cents right now. The obvious sort of like unit bias magnet is a dollar, right? Well, I'm going to wait till it goes to a dollar, right? Like that's the thinking in people's head. So then other people think that that's what other people are thinking, and they're going to front run this thing, and it's going to go to about 70 cents. Let's see how it goes. That's my prediction. Like,
yeah, it's just the supply that's coming online is massive, you know?
But what I'm saying is like the holders will hold because like they think it's going to run up to a dollar, and like it'll wind up going to 70 cents because like it'll get front run or some shit.
Man, we'll see. Could just hover there for eternity, right? Until the entire supply is mine, not really move in any direction.
Think so, but the supply is dropping quick on the exchange. Like it's back down to 3.6 million again. And, so this morning, remember it was like 4.6 million on the sell order books, and now it's like dropping to 3.6. I don't know if that's because people are pulling their orders out of the order book or because that they're just being bought up. That being some combination of the two.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's like massive. Well, you, they started at zero, they mined for the week, right? And now you have like 2 point, what was this number? It's like 2.5%. It's 2.2% per month coming online, right? Mm-hmm. Of supply. So, and that's coming, you know, that's like a steamroller.
And a lot of these people that are selling right now on here are just putting those orders back in the buy side, by the way. Like, so a little while ago, there's about $300,000 on the buy side. Now it's $324,000. It's just very interesting.
Yeah. It's right now we have 2.76 mine supply, right? That's what the Explorer says. And I don't know how the Terra hashes relate to investment.
I don't know, but the hash rate is super high on this.
I have an observation to make. Ultra, are you here?
Hi, Rama.
XBT Ultra.
Yeah, he's there.
Can you?
I'm here.
Your account's suspended.
Dude, yeah, I know. This is like my we final space, boys. Like,
sorry, I just
everyone remember me. Like, remember everything I saw.
I just came
you.
In. No, I just came in. I was like, he's in a space, but he's suspended. I need, can someone TLDR me?
He got suspended
in the DMs,
while he
whatever.
Was
this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I was already in the space when I got suspended, so I'm grandfathered in.
So I made him co-host so that, like, you know, maybe he doesn't fall off.
The space can never end.
We have one last conversation before he dies. Either that or we can just never end the space.
No, yeah, don't end the space. I think this is the never-ending space.
It was bin.e. Everyone out there, any of my followers that remember me, go out there and tell everybody, bin.e took me down, bro. Bin.e got me. That damn Bitcoin, dude.
What did you do?
He had this... Okay, so I've just now untangled the situation and understood it. And he had this fucking blitz. He messages me, dude. And he's like, and he's all over the place. He seems like a well-hearted guy. And the website was cool. And he was like, yo, I've got this blitz coin. Like, I'm going to give you this badge for free, bro. Like, this is the future, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right, cool. And I was like, well, what is the badge? And I look at the badge and it's like, you know, this little blue evil eye of protection, like they protect you from like evil spirits and stuff, like a blue eye that people have on keychains and stuff. Well, anyways, it's like an Eastern thing. I don't know. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that, but anyways, it's like that little eye. And I was like, okay, cool. I'll have that on my profile. You know, that'll like help protect me from evil spirits. Little do I know, this badge took me down, bro, because he had some type of like, so I go in there and I'm like, what's this guy doing? And he just keeps making coins over and over. I don't know who's pumping liquidity into these coins. I don't understand what's happening with bin.eth at all. I don't understand how he got there or what he's doing, but he's got like these little coins that he makes, and he made Beg, this coin called Beg. And Beg was like, oh, we're going to, I don't even understand what it's a meme coin, I guess. And like, you're begging for more coins or something. And where does all this liquidity come from? Who knows, you know? And then this Beg coin was the yield if you staked the blitz. And I was like, okay, cool. So whatever, man, like, you know, I don't know what the fuck you're doing, but I like the little thing on my profile and you seem like a cool guy. So cool. You know, it'll be on my little, on my badge. And then apparently what was happening was they were making it where when you stake these NFTs, they give you Beg, but only if you engage with the other accounts. And so he's like created some incentivization mechanism to make it like bot yourself up or something. And I like realized literally today is when I realized what was happening. And then today is the day I got suspended. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Well, like, I guess it's like an incentive. Like, you only get, when you stake your NFTs, you only get that yield back if you've been interacting with everybody else. And so I guess Twitter take me down. Yeah.
RIP, brother.
I've had this account since 2019. And if some like little Bored Ape takes me down, bro.
So you mean it's that blue eye on your profile, the Nazar?
Yeah, the Nazar. I liked the Nazar. I liked having.
Wait, your accounts are also new. Is anyone out? Is anyone pre 2010 here?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Milo's 2010. Oh my god, you're all such Twitter plebs. Seffy always says he's old. Imagine how old I am.
I'm the last person on Twitter.
I'm on an alt.
I was the last person on Facebook too, for that matter. I didn't give a shit about these things before. Like, so it's kind of funny.
I think I created it like as a meme when it first came out and then didn't touch it for at least 8 years. But yeah, I had the account still. Same here.
Yeah, this account has its 2019. And I was fond of this account.
You're what? You've been fond of it?
Yeah, I was really fond of this account. Yeah.
You'll get it back someday, somehow. I know it.
So you send them a message and all that, that, you know, you don't know what this is all about.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Hopefully
you should bribe them with some beg coins or something.
But all you, how did you put the thing in your name? You just simply get the emoji out of the emoji drawer and then stick it in there or what?
Dude, this guy Ben just messages me and he's like, hey man, you're an affiliate. You're an affiliate for this new thing and you'll get this badge. I was like, all right. And he's like, I'm gonna send you an email.
I'll
get the badge. Yeah.
Ben. It was Ben himself?
Yes. Ben. That's
so weird. He's randomly DMing you like a freaking like a scammer, like a spam. I get these, you know, like all the things. I get, hey bro, how you doing?
We're homies, you know, like we're not homies, but I've never met him at IRL, but like we've been like tweeting at each other for like years.
And I was really?
You know, like whatever, sure. I'll take the little badge.
So put the badge on, like, it's one of those corporate badges, or like what do you mean badge? I'm not sure I understand that.
The badge is
when you create a company on Twitter, you get like one of the official badges.
Okay, yeah,
as part of that company,
the corporate badge.
So Ben created a fake company, is what I understand, and he was going around like making people affiliates with his company, and then Twitter caught on that it wasn't real, and the way that he was like promoting it, and got everyone that had the badge.
It's like a white check mark or something, right? It's like not the blue check, but it's a different kind of check.
Well, so basically, like, it's an affiliated, like, corporation thing you can do that Elon did that makes it where if you are affiliated with this corporation, you get this little badge next to your name. And I think that essentially what Ben.eth is doing is trying to incentivize, and I didn't realize this until literally just now, or like earlier, like I just wanted the badge because it looked cool, because I was like, I'm on Twitter with the badge, like check me out, you know what I'm saying?
But you know, what you did is worse than sending North Korean dollars, you know.
But apparently he was like, you know, he was using it to incentivize engagement and bots. And so the way, because I just got this badge, I was wondering what's happening. And I went and looked on and I was like, I'd been staking all of my NFTs and I hadn't gotten any yield. And I was wondering why I hadn't gotten any yield. And I was like, well, you hadn't engaged. And I was like, oh, this is an engagement loop trap that Ben.eth made.
So it's like an MLM thing. So if you're doing shit on Twitter related to this thing, then you get yield on the thing. Oh,
kind of like that Portal coin. Did you see that Portal stuff all over the timeline?
Briefly, yeah.
Yeah, people are trying to farm this Portal thing. They had to keep saying Portal. They had to keep retweeting things that said Portal, and they're on to like stage two of it. I couldn't bring myself to do it. It just looked too hungry. Where everybody's content is just about this Portal coin. I don't know.
We're at in the market. Like I've seen that all over X. Is there's new coins. Maybe it's because we're down to the bottom on these like sub 600 market cap coins or stuff that's just coming out mining. But like, there's a lot of shit going on X right now. Like there's way more than there was this whole bear market,
which is a good sign.
Right. Yeah, there's, I don't know, like I just spent like a couple of days researching a bunch of shit. Like there's just a ton of absolute shit coming our way. It's great.
there has got to be someone like milking this Zephyr chart a little bit, because it's been hanging out like 27, 28, like flat for like what, almost like days or like whatever. There's got to be someone's got the upper and lower bound of this order book, and they're just like almost like botting this thing. It's interesting how it's been.
27 is the number, bro.
Because the other thing is, like, besides the fact that it's right at a fib, or, you know, like 26, I think 25.69 or something is what the fib on this one is anyway, but like it's sitting there. And but like if you go look at how much volume is on this thing, it's like what, like a couple mil or something. Like, where is that coming from exactly? Like, the price isn't moving at all. It's low volatility. Let me see. It's just interesting. It seems like someone's wanting to sell at 27, and like, and they're just buying it back right below or something. Oh, it's strange. Let me see. Like, how much volume do we have today? 2 million. Yep. Still. This KLS thing though does feel like greed if I don't sell here, by the way. Like, I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I looking at this thing? Because it's like, I think it's like a 3x from where I bought it, right? I bought it like,
yeah, you should sell it
just under 6 cents.
Funding our flex specs as long as you hold it and talk about it, you know.
I should just go and convert this to flex, I mean, to Zeph now.
Yeah, let's do it. Just crush the market. Hey, you don't know where is it, but every time you're talking about it, you're just not having.
Oh, you know. Oh, so what just happened is like, yeah, the amount left on the exchange dropped to 3.3 now. So definitely the supply is going down fast. Someone's buying this thing.
Seffy, I have something to say from Ultra F3T's account. This is Mommy Starcaster. Hey. I got suspended because I had a Blitz badge as well. Just to let you know.
Yeah, yeah. We were just talking about you earlier. We're like, I was like, you and your girlfriend both are in crypto. You're gonna get both wrecked.
Oh, I'm not really in crypto, bro. I follow it a little bit, but I'm like, I really just do OnlyFans and stuff. Anyways, I just want to say, I usually am in this space because I like your spaces, but I got suspended, so.
Oh, here we are.
Now Bin.eth has taken over my entire life, dude. The apes, Jesus, the bored apes, man.
You never thought that like putting a badge on your shit was going to get you, like, at least you're not getting arrested or something. Who the fuck knows what would happen?
Right. It feels like I am getting arrested, dude.
You thought it was an Azar, but it was really a Target, man. Y'all got taken out. It looked like
this
a bullseye.
This is exactly why we can't get adoption. It's because people come to crypto and they adopt it and then they get banned on Twitter.
Once this space dies, my account may be gone forever, boys.
I remember this badge now. Like, it feels like I've been left out. I want to be banned.
It was actually kind of a cool death badge. Like
everyone died.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. I was like, this is your last speech. We need a speech from you before like you get booted off this thing. But you had your account for a while though, right?
Just ask ChatGPT to do a eulogy for you.
Yeah, that's the simplest way. I don't know. Do you think I'm going to be right here on the 70 cents theory? Like, this, like,
that's pretty funny you say that, because my sell order is at 68 cents.
And it was 68? That's funny.
I'm front-running like, 69. You always front-run
the Doge to a dollar crowd.
No, I will always front-run 69 ever since Doge and Bitcoin topped at 69. You always have to.
I'm going
to
look at these sell orders here. Yeah, like what happened is, so a lot of the sell orders have moved up a lot. So there's some at $1.99.
Probably news. This is probably like, they're probably like listing on another exchange or something.
And yeah, like $67. 67 is exactly where like there's a $71,000 KLS like thing, like $45,000 worth of sell there. Yeah, so like definitely There's one.
I'm getting turnaround on both sides. There's like a giant buy order right above all mine, and then there's a giant sell order right below. What the hell?
Yeah, this is entertaining.
Yeah, it is. And they all move like as the price moves. That's why like you can't even study the sell orders too much.
No, that's why like I've never been into like people think they can like really figure it out from order books. I'm not so sure you can.
I think they even put dummies to make it look like think like if they put a bunch of sell orders up high, people literally look like this and they're like, oh shit, like everyone thinks it's going to a dollar.
Yeah, like it could definitely be a subtle form of book manipulation just to make it look like. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And it doesn't cost you anything. Like if you have the, you know, why not like manipulate the book?
Yeah, you would avoid this sum if you had like some listing fees or some shit.
Yeah.
And there's like someone that put in orders like all the way through like $1.13, $1.14, $1.15. They short like $1,000 at a time, 1,000 KLS at a time just to kind of fuck around, I guess.
Stop talking about the Carlson coin. We've put the little badge, the badge of shame picture into the nest.
Well, the Zeph is like just like falling asleep over here, so we got kind of like bored looking at it.
Yeah, but you're the reason for it, you know. The more you talk about this Carlson thing, it's poor ugliness.
Yeah, people are rotating out of, they're rotating their profits out of Zephyr into the shit coin, and they're gonna get wrecked, and they're gonna have no money.
It's got a combined wallet, you know. I mean,
don't do this.
Had me actually download this blockchain and fiddle with it, you know. I wasted like an hour of my life on that shit, you know.
You bought a miner and then you dumped it on him.
He got Carlson's at 18 cents. That's so stupid.
Because there's no actual wallet yet.
No, there's a Carlson wallet, but it's like command line, I think.
Yeah, that's what he got. Like he figured it out and made it work.
Yeah, and now it's all sold, you know. Crap.
Funny.
Hey, Seffy, did you end up finding your nutsack token?
No, you know what the problem was?
Oh,
so
please.
It turns out that my Kajira tokens, where they were staked to a validator.
Oh no!
One of our friends validated actually, and I guess they got dropped or whatever. So my coins have been sitting there. So I don't have any nutsack.
No, they didn't airdrop to inactive validators.
Yeah, that's a problem.
You hadn't been accruing rewards all this time.
Which is pretty lame.
Oh, yeah, that is lame, yeah. Well, the rewards part's probably even more lame, because I imagine with your bag, you probably would have like had a decent amount of rewards too.
This is one of the like frustrations of proof of stake and why people have a tendency not to want to like go to the lower validators, because they don't know when the fuck it's going to go offline, and who wants to monitor that shit all day? Seriously,
you have to care so much about the decentralization that you're like willing to take on that risk.
So I think this is one thing that I think will be really interesting with Kuji going forward is they're going to have like they're building their Quark protocol, which is like their liquid staking. I think what they're looking to do here is, so if you own your Kuji tokens, you'll be able to instantly swap them into Quark, which is basically just liquid stake QG. And then I think they'll evenly distribute the airdrop rewards to the Quark holders. So then you don't need to worry about like managing your stake across a validator. And because they're building it, they can like tie it into their protocol however they want. And then if people airdrop, they can just airdrop to Quark. And then they can just go, here, you have, you know, 10,000 QG. Here's your equivalent across the Quark QG holders. Which would be cool, because I don't think anyone's airdropped to like liquid staking token holders yet. Just a thought.
You want to hear something funny? Is those Blitz NFTs, I dropped like $1,200 into them and bought them too after, because I was like, oh, I'll support my friend when he's making his project. And then it got my account banned, dude.
That guy's like Satan, potentially. It's possibly Satan.
It's the weirdest.
I paid him to ruin my account.
It's a good story, though.
I mean, what better way could I have to?
How weird is that? Like, I think BitBoy still has his fucking account.
Yeah, so like you're just gonna suspend everyone that was a Blitz account? Like, what does that mean, dude?
Oh, dude, this is like validation for BitBoy, because him and this Ben dude had their whole stupid feud thing, and now he can be like, "Oh, see, you should have stuck with me. Watch, it's coming."
Oh, is that guy like his buddy or something or what?
Yeah, they had like a, they like were together on, it was Ben Coin. They like grifted together, and then of course like they both had to be like the best grifter, so they like fought and parted ways and blah blah blah. I don't know why I watch this stuff. It's like watching a car crash.
Yeah, you seem to know a little bit too much about the drama.
Dude, it's like, I don't even follow. The worst part is I don't follow any of these people, and it still shows up on your feed. You're like, why am I being forced to see this shit?
I didn't even realize it was a trust issue. Like, I didn't realize I don't trust the guy. Like, I've never trusted the guy. I don't trust most people. I just got a fucking badge, bro. Like, you know, it was like a little sneaky, shrouded in the night. Like, gotcha. Now I gotcha. Your account's banned. You fell from a trap, you know?
Played his trap card.
You know what? Like, Jesus Christ. Like, do I really want to, like, sell this now and pay taxes on this thing? Like, what the
fuck? No, infinity or zero. Come on. What are you doing?
Like, it's just kind of one of those things. You're like, do I want to push this button? I didn't send this money here correctly, to make a long story short.
Dude, it is 1000x season.
But you see why? Like, we need this is why we need a Zeph bag.
Yeah, I mean, if you were like low on Zeph, but I feel like you have plenty of Zeph.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what I should have done is sent some here to do this project.
Oh yeah,
but I didn't want to sell any of it, so I kind of left it alone, right? But like, you know, then it would have gotten here unscathed, so to speak. Now I've got to like worry about it, because if I sell, then it's going to go into my Tether wallet, right?
You could sell it. No, actually, no, there's no Bitcoin here.
Yeah. See, I think a big listing is coming, because they've dropped a hint in their Twitter handle. It says that, you know, they're asking the people to guess which exchange it is, basically.
Oh, is that why this is pumping now?
Yeah, they posted it 23 minutes back.
Ah, okay, 23 minutes ago. Does that coincide with all these candles or no?
It looks like, I mean, because this was like 13, 14 cents. It jumped to 18, 19 cents, yeah.
Hmm.
I suppose. Yeah, there was an insider pump, and then there was the news pump.
Right. Insider pump first, exactly. Insider and then news later. Because at 2100, let's see here. Yeah, 2100, there was a, I don't know, how many candles ago is that? Yeah, whatever it was. Like, yeah, there was a, it started to rise, and I bet it was probably some insider shit.
Yeah. Could have definitely like perked up all of a sudden. That's what's fun with these new coins. I don't even care if they go to zero. It's just fun to like watch it play out.
I wonder what exchange that's going to be. It's probably some other little one, right?
Probably.
I think, yeah, it may be Mexi, XJEG, Bitmart, all those crappy ones, right?
Well, Mexi's not that small. I think it's like
that would be pretty cool.
If you got Mexi, this thing's going to do fine. Like,
yeah.
Considering it's a cast fork, they might, you know, get a little attention just for volume for those exchanges.
Yeah, I don't know how much attention it's getting. It's a pretty...
Yeah. It's always hard to tell. Their tweets have a lot of engagement, but, like, that can be fake, so...
Yeah.
They're doing better than Zephyr, right? Because I think these guys are only 2 days old. If they got at least, you know, this third exchange, right?
Yeah.
Zeph did go from
six vibes too.
Yeah. Zeph did go from like six to like $50 though. So
yeah, well, I mean, it's just bull market vibes again. Like every random thing catches a bid. And then of course, like if you have a lot of Caspa community, my theory is like, for starters, you got this gigantic hash rate that showed up. So someone decided to mine this with GPUs. And then on top of that, you have this, you know,
you have some pretty Caspa rich people, right? Like they, even if a few people from Caspa that like were early people and made whatever millions, those people now are feeling like, oh, I can throw money around at other things. And it wouldn't surprise me if they just got a bag of this.
You also have people like me who faded Cass and they want redemption and they're going to buy this.
Yep. Of course there's those folks. Although I don't know, like I would think that like most people that don't know what Caspa is, don't know what this is either, probably.
Yeah.
Right. Like, cause you're hearing about this how otherwise.
No, but I do know what Caspa is, but I watched it go up the whole time and I never bought it. So like,
we found out what this was like hours after it came out, just cause Up's like, hey, it's being listed. It's the next thing you know, we jumped on. Right. But like, we didn't know this was a thing until that moment.
Also, it's a bull market. It's fork season, you know? So when I heard fork of a popular coin, I was like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I shared the fact that it launched in a certain group, Steffi. If you didn't pay attention to my alpha, my hot alpha, then you only found out about it when it was listed on TradeOger.
You noticed it even before that?
Yeah, I had a friend tip me off when it was starting mining.
Oh, okay, nice.
I can't mine.
I think the biggest thing is it kind of rejuvenated a lot of the GPU farms that were down. Like everyone didn't really have anything to mine for a couple months, right? So since Caspa went ASIC.
Yeah.
And I've got sell orders at 67 cents and at $1. We'll see what happens.
67,
because I heard somebody was going to 68. I want to go to 67.
You're front running Phil, and he's front running me. We'll just ladder them in.
Mine's like $20, so we're good.
Yeah, I'm a bit pissed that like I didn't convert this somewhere first. Because what? Then I have to do more paperwork. Like, I don't want to do that shit.
Just leaving it on TradeOger. That's pretty much black box, probably.
Well, sort of, except that like my tether came from somewhere, right? So that's the problem.
Yeah, and actually, I don't know what the heck they're doing with their wallets, but it seems like they have dedicated wallets for users at least.
Yeah, did I send this with? Trying to think what I sent this with. I think it was. If it wasn't Tether, I'm okay. But let me see.
You're like worried about some Tether surveillance.
Yeah, but it would just show up on the exchange wallet. Like you sent it, but like right. You could keep it on the exchange wallet, which is a hot wallet, and then just do your trading to the next coin pair and get it off and say, I just invested in a shit coin. I went to zero.
Oh, yeah.
Please, SEC, keep me off of these shitty exchanges.
Please, yes. Yeah, please. I beg of you, don't let this ever happen again.
I needed you and you weren't there for me.
Please, no. I think I sent it via, I might have sent it via USDC. Let me see. No, I think I did send it via, because if you like hopped a coin at least, then it's just the exchange thing, right? It's not a specific wallet. No, it was Tether.
Shit. I would just honestly assume it's tracked if you're like using a regular thing. Yeah.
Yep. Well, okay, whatever.
Yeah. No. Gotta have fun, right?
Yeah, well, but you see my point of why Zephyr's useful.
Yeah, potentially, yeah.
Like, I want to go do this over here. It's like, okay. Yeah, and that's the reason why, like, it makes sense for that to be a sizable bag. And like, if it moons, then it has a real high utility. in other words. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like anything that goes to that into Zephyr World will just never see the light of day again, essentially. Like, that's the intent.
Well, I mean, you just could convert the profits into Zephyr and just wire the USDT back, right?
Wait, do what now?
I mean, from Trade Ogre, if you sell that thing, you just send yourself the USDT back like nothing happened, and you just convert the profits into Zephyr, and that's it.
No, but you've got to, like, you can only sell into Tether on here. KLS doesn't have any other trading pair here on this.
No, you can go to USDT, BTC, and then BTC Zephyr. To create that.
Oh, and send back the.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think it's worth worrying about too much, because a lot of times it's impossible to achieve.
Yeah, it's not exactly doable. Well, what you'd have to do is you'd want to send this KLS elsewhere. That's how you solve this. Right, because like no one's checking up on Trade Ogre, you know what I mean? Like, so if it leaves the KLS wallet, and so did they announce? They didn't announce which exchange is opening, huh? Right, like they haven't announced the next.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so all you have to do is send this KLS to that exchange, and then do whatever you're gonna do with it there.
Like, since you bought Zeph, your like primary concern is seeing if you can avoid Zeph.
What's that now?
Since you bought Zeph, your primary concern is like seeing if you can like be sneaky with whatever you do. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. Well, so I think maybe that what I'll do is ultimately send this to whatever next exchange directly as KLS. And then hopefully it's one of the ones that has Zeph on it, and I'll just get myself more. Problem solved. Right. And then just send that to myself into the Zeph wallet, and we're good to go, I think. Yeah.
Seems viable.
That'll work. Anyway. All right, it's getting late, guys. I think I'm going to try to hit the sack today. It's been fucking around in this thing all day.
Man, have you.
Nice knowing your ultra.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, ultra's
good. Decided on time to die, dude.
Like, sad ultra.
Ultra, yeah, it's been good knowing you. You're going to, like, I'm sure you're going to get this thing fixed and be resurrected from the dead.
I don't know, man. Maybe in, like, 3 days.
We'll see. Either that, or it's going to be like some sneaky account that you're like, hey guys, I'm like, who's this?
A voice modulator. Yeah,
no, you'd be like, do you want to buy my NFTs?
I'll come out with the opposite of the evil eye, and I'll get you, Sethy, and you'll come down with me.
We all get taken down by this LLC or whatever. Okay, all right guys, I'm gonna hit the sack. Catch you later.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic.
never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked and non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage, like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible, when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Eats, tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.